With SRN News, I'm John Scott. In Washington today, President-elect Trump meets with President Biden. And senators have selected South Dakota's John Thune as Senate Majority Leader. Thune says energy will be high on the Senate's agenda.
And we will work to restore American energy dominance. Not just our energy security, but energy dominance, which will lower costs and bolster our national security.
Senate Republicans selected Senator Thune over Texas' John Cornyn and Florida's Rick Scott. Former President-elect Trump has chosen Florida's Matt Gaetz as his attorney general pick and has named Senator Marco Rubio of Florida as his nominee for Secretary of State. On Capitol Hill, Rubio is the vice chairman of the Senate Intelligence Committee and a member of the Senate Foreign Relations Committee. He's pushed for taking a harder line against China. President Biden will be holding talks this week with China's Xi Jinping. This will be on the sidelines of an international summit in Peru. Also at SRNnews.com, a federal worker has been charged in a classified documents leak.
A man who worked for the U.S. government with top secret security clearance has been charged with leaking classified information, assessing Israel's earlier plans to attack Iran, according to court papers filed Wednesday. The man, identified as Asif William Rahman, was arrested by the FBI this week in Cambodia and was due to make his first court appearance in Guam. He was indicted last week in federal court in Virginia on two counts of willful transmission of national defense information. I'm Julie Walker.
And the Dow is ahead 109 points. The NASDAQ up 4 points. This is SRN News. The leader of the Church of England has resigned.
Archbishop of Canterbury Justin Welby says he will step down in response to outrage over a sex abuse scandal in the state church. A new report has revealed that a man who worked for the Church of England abused numerous children in the 1970s and 80s, and when it was discovered, Anglican officials covered it up. In fact, Dr. Welby found out about the scandal in 2013, and critics say he failed to do enough to bring it to light and punish the abuser. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A new study from the University of Colorado reveals that books advancing the LGBT agenda in public school libraries were the most likely to be challenged by parents. A comprehensive review of more than 2,500 books challenged in 32 states during the 21-22 school year found many of the same titles appearing again and again. The most banned books are Gender Queer, a Memoir, and All Boys Aren't Blue. This is SRN News. Republican candidate Eric Hovde says he may seek a recount after a paper-thin loss to incumbent Democrat Tammy Baldwin in the Wisconsin Senate race.
Hovde can request a recount because his margin of defeat was less than one percentage point, about 29,000 votes. But he hasn't said yet whether he'll request one, explaining in a video directed at supporters he wants to review all the information and options available. Hovde also cites what he says were irregularities in the election. He notes that some precincts in the Democrat stronghold of Milwaukee saw turnout that was higher than the number of registered voters posted on the county's website. Bob Agner reporting.
Philadelphia's mass transit system proposing a 21.5 fare increase starting New Year's Day and also considering a severe service cut that would take effect in the summer. The service has reportedly said its financial health is uncertain. More details at SRNnews.com.